Well, I'm on the telephone with Trent Jansen, who is with Farm Credit Services of America. And Trent is a vice president of insurance out of the Columbus office and works the southeast Nebraska area. Trent, let's talk about where we're at with the crop insurance program right now. And I guess, first of all, heading into the new crop year, how do you see this one shaping up in terms of the risk management needs for crop producers?
Well, Ken, you know, corn prices are down 50% and soybeans 30% from their 2012 peaks. Margins are negative for some and are expected to continue to tighten. This means there is no room for error in getting the right crop insurance is critical. You know, crop insurance is the only input cost that really guarantees revenue. Not only does it protect income when yields are reduced, but the right revenue products, especially with the harvest price option, allow producers to seize marketing opportunities if they arise during the growing season. And in this economic environment, it is critical to choose a partner who works with each customer to craft a crop insurance strategy that fits into their unique overall financial picture.
So what steps should producers take to get the best coverage for them?
If they haven't already, they should review the coverage choices. The first step is making sure their approved yield is as high as possible through yield exclusion, trend adjustment, and yield adjustment. A 6-bushel increase in coverage could enhance their policy value by $20 an acre. Unit structure choices often make a difference, and producers can now opt to select separate enterprise units by practice, such as irrigated and dryland. Private crop hail and supplemental products also can add cost-effective risk protection. Farm Credit Services America offers products from multiple companies.
Well, Trent, what changes are there in crop insurance that producers need to be aware of?
Well, we don't have Farm Bill mandated new policies this year as we did last year, but the Whole Farm Revenue Protection Pilot Program was expanded to all states in 2016. There are other pilot programs available in some areas on some crops, such as margin protection in Iowa and high-risk alternative coverage endorsements. There also are rules to be aware of. For instance, USDA has stepped up enforcement of compliance under both highly erodible land, water conservation laws. Failure to file the necessary paperwork as the form AD 1026 may mean producers will lose their premium subsidies. USDA also is cracking down on reporting feed use of insured crops, and it is important that the name of your insurance policy at RMA matches that on file at FSA. If you have any changes in name or business entity or life events, such as marriage or death of a partner, be sure records are at both agencies match.
Trent, what are the decisions farmers need to make, and what are the deadlines now?
The key deadline is March 15th, the sales closing date, but we encourage farmers to make sure the USDA paperwork is in order right away. Second, although the official price won't be announced until the first week of March, we already have a pretty good idea what the spring price guarantee will be. Our insurance officers are ready to help with the producers' plans now. They focus all their attention on crop insurance 365 days a year, and they're all up to speed of the new rules.
So is there anything else we need to know here?
You probably remember the federal budget deal last fall included a $3 billion cut to the crop insurance program. That funding was restored pretty quickly, but cuts to crop insurance funding will likely come up again. It seems crop insurance is a political target because many people don't understand the way the program works. Producers need to share their personal stories. It's more important than ever that voters and politicians alike know crop insurance is good for farmers, good for rural communities, and good for consumers.